it's now time to go back to the real as opposed to the blatantly made up, with Coleman balls. This is a selection of real howlers, gaffes, and faux speakings by commentators largely from the world of sport. We start with football, my favourite sport. And these are all taken from the Coleman balls book. Rio Ferdinand.
Gary Neville was captain, and now Ryan Giggs has taken on the mantelpiece.
Steve McLaren.
He was running quicker than his legs could go.
Steve Coppell.
It was a very hot potato at the time. We thought we'd put it to bed, but to have it regurgitated now is pointless.
An anonymous BBC announcer.
After that goal, Scotland have the bit between their legs. I mean, their tail between their teeth.
Steve McLaren again.
It was a no-win situation for everyone. We knew we had to win, and we did.
Mike Parry.
It could be a right old game of cowboys and soldiers.
Chris Kamara.
And Tottenham are fighting like beavers!
Ray Hudson.
Julio there at the back. He's the Rock of Gibraltar for Spain.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
Well, you know, I've said it pre-season. In fact, I may have said it before the season started.
Steve Claren again.
We're not as good as we think we are. We need to go out there and prove that.
David Clint.
He, Cristiano Ronaldo, bears comparison with George Best. The incomparable George Best.
Mark Lawrenson.
I'm not saying he's going to field a weaker team. It just won't be as strong.
Steve McLaren yet again.
Every game for England is a game for England.
Jimmy Greaves.
It's time for someone else to take on the mantra.
And another anonymous BBC announcer who I don't think meant to say this.
And Jose Mourinho pulls up his trousers as if to say, a job well done.